Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
President Robert Mugabe pledges to fulfill his election promises to the Zimbabwean electorate that voted his party back into office in the July 31st national elections, but analysts think he has a mountain to climb.
ZANU-PF's Supreme Decision-Making Body, the Politburo, approves the appointment of former Reserve Bank Governor Gideon Gono as Buhera South Senator, replacing the late Kwembirai Kangai.
The challenges that Zimbabwe is facing is less to do with Zim assets. It is about the capacity of the government of the day to redirect national resources from our mineral resources, for instance, back into the national coffers.
Zimbabwe Human Rights Association, or ZIMRights, honors outstanding rights defenders, among them ZANU-PF Member of Parliament Paddington Janda and lawyer Beatrice Mthethwa.
And South African police struggled to control crowds waiting for a last chance to view the body of the late Nelson Mandela before he's buried in Kunu on Sunday.
President Robert Mugabe today said his party, ZANU-PF, will fulfill its election promises to the Zimbabwean electorate that voted his party back into office in the July 31st national elections. He said bread and butter issues are what matter to ordinary Zimbabweans presently. Arthur Chigoriwa has more from the provincial capital.
In the run-up to the July 2013 national elections, ZANU-PF promised, among other things, to create 2 million jobs within the next 5 years and to continue pursuing the country's controversial black economic program. This, ZANU-PF said, would help ordinary black Zimbabweans become masters of their destiny, with 2 million of unemployed youth either getting into the formal sector or starting their own business. But many have already been complaining that the credit crunch affecting the country, ZANU-PF was failing to fulfill its promises. But officially opening the 14th ZANU-PF People's Conference this morning in Chinoy, President Mugabe said he would deliver. He said his party would tackle, among other things, food security and nutritious issues, service delivery by local authorities and parastatals, pursue value addition and infrastructure development, which he said gives birth to the Zimbabwe agenda for sustainable social economic transformation, Zim asset.
Zim asset is in perfect harmony with our election manifesto, which agrees with what we say in our election manifesto. Whose watch words? Zim asset says, what is it? It means we must work for food security and nutrition. That's one. The one area to produce enough food.
President Mugabe said the teachers who have been complaining that he has not delivered his election promise to give them better salaries must be rewarded for doing their job under difficult circumstances. He said all civil servants, teachers included, must be appreciated.
We must pay our people well. We must pay the teachers well. Pay the doctors and the nurses well. And the other workers in these institutions well. Those in the social services, social welfare well.
As has been the norm, President Mugabe took a swipe at the Americans and the British for allegedly meddling in the affairs of the country. He said the thunderous ZANU-PF win in the July polls should be celebrated, adding the defeat of the MDCT is a defeat of the Western powers.
Like Visa, my British, my Tamas Mani, Lapari Platio, Quella Core,
President Mugabe said he is going to push new mines minister Oda Chidakwa to revamp the Zimbabwe Mining Development Corporation. He wants the ZMDC to form its own diamond companies and not to go into joint ventures. Mr. Mugabe also spoke about Zimplats, saying his government will follow up on a two-year ultimatum given to the same by former mines minister Obetum Pofu to invest in a refinery. He said the company and the many others producing raw materials in the country are being given an ultimatum to build refineries to add value to minerals, cotton and other produce. He said Zimplats cannot continue to export raw oil outside the country without creating more jobs for locals. Mr. Mugabe's sentiments were echoed by ZANU-PF spokesperson Rugare Gumbo, who said the party is now focusing on rebuilding the economy through Zim assets, which has four clusters.